One of the women helping to build that blue wall is here with us now, Democratic Congresswoman-elect Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan's 8th District. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
Congratulations on what was a very hard-fought victory. Why do you feel voters chose you over incumbent Mike Bishop in a district that's been considered pretty safe for Republicans?
Yeah, you know, I think that what we did was basically talk about how the tenor and tone of politics in Washington is just off. And it's fundamentally unbecoming of the country that I serve, that we all love. And we found people across the political spectrum who felt that way. So people who may have voted Republican their whole lives were willing to take a chance on someone who put country before party. And, you know, we're really proud of what we did. That and then a really strong field campaign. I mean, we knocked 200,000 doors and made 1 million phone calls. So we had the biggest field campaign in the Midwest. We were really proud of it. And that's what you need to do to in these close elections.
It was a very hard fought campaign for really virtually all the races, certainly yours. As you were out there campaigning, putting yourself out there, what struck you most and what surprised you? What didn't you expect?
Well, you know, I think, and maybe it shouldn't have surprised me, but I was really taken with the fact that this kind of polarization that's being set from Washington, that's been imported here into Michigan, it's not how we ever were here in Michigan. You know, I'm 42 years old, and when I was growing up, my dad was a Republican, my mom was a Democrat, and they never used to fight about politics. And I think what I saw happening, especially in places like North Oakland County, was, you know, we are a purple place. And so, you know, people talked about how their Thanksgiving dinner has become uncomfortable. The cousins are sniping at each other on Facebook. Moms don't want to, you know, talk about any current events with other moms when they drop their kids off at school because we're all sort of walking on eggshells because of politics. And I just think Michiganders can't stand it. And I think it's really seeped into our life here, and people were, you know, just deeply concerned about that. So I think that struck me for sure. And then, you know, healthcare. I mean, I talked early on in the campaign about my mom's struggle with healthcare. It was the bane of her adult life ever since she had breast cancer as a young 31-year-old. And once I started telling my story, the number of people on a daily basis who would come up to me, clutch my arm in the grocery store and tell me their story with, you know, healthcare, with prescription drug prices. You know, it's not just a talking point. It is affecting us deeply. We are not settled as a nation on how we're going to provide healthcare to our people. So that one struck me for sure. And then drinking water. Hmm. I think drinking water is, we all know, we have a problem, every single week there's a new community talking about how they can't drink their water, and that's not a series of coincidences. I'm a CIA analyst by training. We see patterns in data, and I think we need to understand and acknowledge the pattern that's happening here, and we need, you know, infrastructure investment for our roads, yes, and Gretchen's going to fix the darn roads, but water too, and that is, you know, no one's missing the irony that in the Great Lakes State, we can't reliably provide drinking water to our people.
Throughout the election, but particularly in the closing days, President Trump made it very clear. He said this election was about him. Did it feel that way to you?
You know, there may have been some people who felt that way, but the vast majority of people that I talk to every single day were talking about issues. Healthcare, prescription drugs, water, as I said. And then just sort of a feeling like Washington was broken. This, you know, we talked to a lot of people who still, even to the last day yesterday before the election, said, you know what, I'm not voting. Like, my vote doesn't count. Both sides are corrupt. The system is broken. That lack of integrity, I heard a lot about. So I think there's always going to be a certain portion of people who were voting because they were either in strong support of President Trump or felt very firmly they wanted to vote against Donald Trump. But I think the vast majority in the middle were just trying to make their government work. And they just want to deal with the issues at hand and not just kind of fight back and forth constantly.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Congresswoman-elect Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan's 8th District. A lot of Democrats, a lot of independents wanted to see the House flip, and it has. So Now Democrats have the committee chairmanships and the subpoena power to investigate the Trump administration. What would you like to see happen?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've already said publicly and helped rally over 100 candidates running this cycle. We sent a letter to Democratic leadership saying that the first bill of the new House should be campaign finance reform. I think corporate PAC money is just poisoning Washington, and it's undercutting all the progress that we want to make on key issues. And then we've got to get to health care. Frankly, I did not get elected and work hard to earn the seat just to be sort of stuck in an intractable 18-month political back and forth. I want to actually get something done. I think that's what the people who voted for me want to see happen, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
And that whole idea that people do want to see cooperation, what do you personally want to do to help further that sense of being able to work across the aisle once you get to Congress?
Yeah, so I believe our country works best when we have two parties with people of integrity on both sides. That's how we pass some of the most important legislation of our history, and that is what I am trying to get back to. And for me, I think you can do a number of things to improve cooperation across the aisle. And you do it like you do any negotiation. You know, you don't start with the hardest stuff. You start with stuff that, you know, hopefully where you have more common ground. So on substance, I think the Great Lakes is a great place to start, right? I'd like to reinvigorate the Great Lakes Caucus, bipartisan cooperation for all the states on the Great Lakes, because you can't deal with a problem, you know, in Lake Michigan unless you've got Michigan and Wisconsin and, you know, everybody on board. So let's start on something where there's a lot of agreement and build back some of those relationships. And then on style, you know, congressional members, I think, go on these trips like to see our troops in Iraq or in Afghanistan and called congressional delegations. And I would be happy to take a pledge to say that I won't go on a congressional delegation unless it's bipartisan, because that's where you get to know people. You know, you travel together, you get stuck in an airport together, you have a funny driver together. That's, you know, those human connections that I think are important to build back so that we can tackle some of the more tough challenges that we all want to get to.
Nancy Pelosi says now that the midterms are done and we know who has the House of Representatives, she said she's the best person for the job of Speaker. Do you support her for Speaker?
Well, I've been pretty public about this for a long time. I never want to be disrespectful to anyone who served, especially a woman who's broken glass ceilings. But I just think we need to hear what people are saying on the ground on both sides of the aisle, which is they want a new generation of leadership. And so I have said that I would not support Nancy Pelosi as our next speaker. And it's not personal. I just think we need more Midwestern leaders. We need people who are going to take us forward. And I think there's still a lot of confusion, frankly, in the party about kind of what the strategic plan is. And I'd like to just see a different generation of leadership come in and give us a bit more direction.
In 2 years, assuming you will run again, what do you hope to be able to tell the voters in Michigan's 8th district that you've done for them in your time on Capitol Hill?
Yeah. So, again, I think that it comes down to both style and substance. I would like to have people say that, you know what, Alyssa really changed the way I think about my congressional representation and my engagement with my congressional representative. So I've already said I'll do town halls every 3 months. We're going to set up district advisory boards on key issues like healthcare. So I'm always have an ear to the ground with people who are actually working those issues in the district in real time. And then that's style. But on substance, I want to be a part of charting the way forward on healthcare. I think it's our generation's challenge to solve. We are not settled, as I said, on how to do this. What's going on right now, I mean, Obamacare is not working for a lot of people, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, you know, and I want to be a part of a bipartisan group that actually figures this out. And I think that rational, decent people across the aisle, if they get in a room and put their heads down, can actually make progress, particularly since I think there's a real consensus around protecting people with pre-existing conditions. So that's what I hope to be a part of, that and campaign finance reform and hopefully comprehensive immigration reform. I mean, we need it. Our immigration system is broken. So I think there's really big things that we can do If people realize that the American people want us to get something done and not just spend the next 2 years fighting.
Congresswoman-elect Alyssa Slotkin, Democrat, who will represent Michigan's 8th District. Thank you so very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.